Wow, doing. I think we'll give that one a greasy seal of approval. Right now, let's go to the blower. Hi, it's Z93.
Beastman, you always talk about weightlifting. You go in the weight room. You're a pretty big guy. You ever had any problems where somebody wants to take a shot at the title?
A shot at the title?
To throw with you a little bit?
What, to get a fist fight in a gym?
Yeah, anybody, you ever have that problem?
No, I've never had that problem. Well, how do you get in a fist fight at a gym? Everybody's in there pretty helpful to me.
I know. I go in there, and there's a lot of guys walking around. You know, they got their tank tops on. They think they're huge.
Yeah?
And they're always looking around at each other, trying to see who's the toughest. I just wanted to know if you ever had that problem.
I've never had that problem.
Nobody's ever asked a grease man and want to take a shot at the title?
No. I get in there, I mind my own business, I pump my iron, I scream. I mean, to me, the gym is a holy place. It's like a church somewhere. We bow when we go in there. We make church-like maneuvers. When I'm bench-pressing, I'm almost like Christ on the cross, my arms extended, impaled, held by a serious weight. Forgive them, Father, for they know not how huge I will one day be. You ought to see me and my workout partner arriving for our workout. This is how we work. Walking down Ventura Boulevard, the seagulls diving our stinking gym bags, hoping to impale a fetid sock, or maybe fly away with a cheese-oid jock. And then we stand in the doorway, casting a magnificent shadow. All light is blocked in the gym as the people that are already there start blinking. We just stand there staring at him with our jaws set, and we say, get out. Get out. For your own good. And then we work out to the point where, oh, my God. Mirrors smashing. People running for cover. Veins bulging out of my neck. And still we go on, but the thing that's bothered me... I mean, you can get your arms big and your shoulders big. I've always wanted to exercise the hydraulics, so we did an interesting exercise today. I got a piece of fishing line, tied it around the tip of the hydraulics, tied a 5-pound weight to the end of it, and then I looked at a picture of Brooke Shields and then I looked at a picture of Phyllis Diller and... So that way you can wrap it. That way you can wrap it up. You look at your picture of Christie Brinkley. Your picture of Mom's Maybelline. Up and down, up and down. Until somebody had the nerve to slip in a copy of Agricultural Digest.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll.